I'm happy to hear what you're...
So if you come up Mountain Road Drive, and you turn, if you want to reach your house, my house is the first one on the right hand side.
Okay, I'm there.
Other views.
Okay.
Are you on the border?
What's that?
Are you on the border?
No, I'm actually sitting in the... My name's Jason.
Is it just going to be the three of us today?
I didn't see anybody say they weren't coming, so I'm going to check my text and see if anybody replied back that they couldn't make it. But we're good to go ahead with you three. Rick, Wade, and Mike, and Willard, and Barb all said they'd be here.
Where did those guys then? I thought I saw Rick's truck out there.
Could I get one of you guys to sign in? There's a sign-in sheet over there, just for our record.
Jesse, is anything happening on the water stuff yet? The water, secondary water?
No, we're still looking at it right now. I think it'll be what we proposed last. The issue we have is it's not as easy with us and the irrigation company as like when we start looking into water rights and things like that. It's not as easy as us having the share and then letting somebody else essentially be the shareholder. It's not as easy as doing that. When we can talk to our attorney, you know, if it's Clearfield or, oh no, it was Bear River, they did that, and it's just been a mess.
Hi, Mike.
Because, you know, you have the city as the shareholder, but then they're not the one voting on it. If they're the majority shareholder, it just creates a lot of issues with that, and so I don't know. So we've been working with so Jeff Gittins is who we use with Smith Partners, and the attorney that's by him is the one that's been working with Bear River. And so they did that way back, and it's just been a nightmare. So we've got to figure that part out, but that'll be separate from the requirements and stuff. So,
so as far as re-changing the ordinance or voting on that, that will happen before you get everything cleared up then?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll want to get that taken care of before we work that other stuff out. So. Now you'd think it'd be just as simple as, you know, us taking over some of that stuff.
Well,
that's
just, yeah. Well, kind of how it is now anyway, and that has been with the shares where they're tied to the lots.
But then if the people, like the issue we have is like in Mustang Ranch, they have the water to them, but they never put in the meters or anything. And the residents are like, well, I'm already on culinary, but I didn't pay my, you know, they didn't pay the impact fees for it because they have irrigation there. And then the residents aren't putting in the irrigation water. And then we had an issue this last year where this neighbor is not using theirs, and so they want to give it to the neighbor next to them that is using theirs, but the irrigation company doesn't allow them to do that. And so it's kind of a mess. And so that's really what the issue has been, is developments like that. They've had irrigation water, and not all of the residents put it in, and the issue's called. Developer didn't pay the impact fees because he brought in irrigation.
Yeah. Well, do we want to start or just, yeah, just when Rick gets here, he can...
He'll catch up, I guess.
All right, let's get it started. So, a couple meetings for the Nebraska City Board of Adjustments. 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January 24th. Nate Sandberg.
Willard Hammond.
Mike Worthington.
Barbara Yanni.
So, on the agenda, we have consideration to approve the variance request, Grantsville Land Use Code 15.4, minimum setback requirements and secondary access for Cody and Sydney. You say the rest? For 468 South High Pasture Way. So, we're looking up on the map here earlier, so we're kind of know Mike wasn't here when we were looking at it. So where this is you know where the Blake Mountain subdivision is, you know where Grandpa's farm is on Willow Street. There used to be the house just up from Carl Anderson
on Willow Street.
When you go up from Carl's house, it turns in there into what's Blake Mountain subdivision, and then it goes back around, and D.R. Horton has a it's the old, that ground was LaRue Solberg, Junior and LaRue Solberg.
Right there on that corner was kind of a
Yeah, where the cursor is there.
Corner's chalk.
So, from what I can see, right now you've got a house that's going to be facing east. Is that correct?
Yes.
And access is going out onto the main access right there. So what you're looking for is a variance to put another access going out to the south onto...
South Street.
And that South Street, it just kind of goes up and dead ends, doesn't it, there?
Yeah.
So it's not like a lot of traffic going there?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I think we had a public statement that our city manager would like to make about this.
Yep.
Let's hear it.
So my name is Jesse Wilson. I'm a resident of Grantsville and a neighbor to the Nepkers. And I'm actually in support of them having this secondary access and setbacks. If they happen to do a fence maybe out there, I would just be concerned about the sight lines. But otherwise, I don't have any issues with them having the access. They need to have that secondary access.
I've got a question. So is that like I can't remember up there, from the side of the road, is there a drainage swell for their property line?
Not on theirs.
Is this just the PUD right there?
So the original road was here, and then when D.R. Horton put in, they did the other half of the road here.
So there is asphalt.
So this
here.
Is asphalt. And they did the ribbon curving. They're at least on this side of the ribbon curving.
Okay, so that's just a
sidewalk stops at the corner.
So it's almost like two roads there? So this is High Pasture here, and then this is South Street here.
See, that probably shows the other, shows so it was the just pavement the, right there.
They just widened it out.
Oh, yeah.
They just widened it out.
So okay. There's that. Yeah,
so this is my home here, McCauley's is here, and the Nepkers are here on this.
Okay. So now it's saying something about the setback. Is the home built already?
Yes.
It is there, and your front setback is 40 feet, and so... Saying something about a setback change.
The setback was from the side, I believe is what she was saying. So I think it's
because a corner lot, they probably required 40-40, and what you're looking for is that side yard.
It's such a long side yard. It's not a normal lot. It's long sideways.
Yeah.
They have more yard on their side than they do.
Yeah. So what you're looking at is that going to be an outbuilding there? In the red?
Yeah.
So you're looking to have a setback of 30 feet to going over to it?
To the side, correct.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So this is something, I know we've talked about this before, taking this back before the planning and zoning and city council and stuff. Is that something that's still in the works? And
we actually had a discussion today about that.
What was that?
We actually had a discussion today about that.
Because back when that was changed to 40. Happen. We we've run into this a few times now. We've set the precedence of making the adjustment. And, I mean, on corner lots, it's just tough to have a 40 and 40. Yeah. If you have a 40 in the front, as long as you're not obscuring vision and stuff with that 30 on the side.
Right. And I'm not sure if we'll have 40 to just with how it curves in. Because this is...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is 100 feet to here. And so if it's 60, what's the setback on the back of it? 8 feet or 10?
You've got to be... Your driveway's got to be 10 feet from your property line.
Yeah, it's just going to be a side setback.
And, yeah, so this
and the other the other setbacks
feet.
There.
So it'll be 30 feet to here. So I'm going to be 40 to
So the two things that you're looking for approval on is to set that at 30 foot on the side and having a second access.
Correct.
Yeah. Well,
and the access, where you allow.
It's really not even on the same street, so it's not like you're taking two.
And these are all backyards here. That's no.
Yeah.
And some of his neighbors are already using that as a second access. Yeah, they already have. It's easy for them to just pull in from South Street and go out.
That's nice. Try to do it right.
Yeah, that's
Does anyone have any questions for him? About what they're looking for here?
I guess none of the neighbors would object to that, so it's kind of their backyard.
Yeah, has there been any objection? I can't imagine anyone.
I've talked to all the neighbors about it.
I don't imagine anyone would care or anything like that.
The two neighbors there by him that are on South Street, those are their side yards.
Yeah. Those are a couple of really weird shaped lots.
Yeah.
Pretty creative.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's something that, as weird as shaped as those lots are, if anyone ever did a secondary building behind them, they may want to look at doing the same thing for access.
Yeah. Just
especially those lots behind us are like triangles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The houses are on weird spots.
Well,
along South Street is not a heavily traveled road.
Yeah, it's like kind of the end of the road there where the corner is.
Yeah. It goes over, hits Hell Street, but once it goes through there, it comes to a dead end right now, but on both directions, really.
But even at that, the road is so wide that even if it's a busy road, you've got 600 miles wide road.
Are they trying to get into that farm?
And where it's a secondary thing and stuff.
Yeah.
Access and just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, I make a motion that we approve the 30-foot setback on that side and the second driveway, the secondary access onto the property.
I'll second that.
Mike seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, it's unanimous and we voted aye on it. That's the only thing that we have on the agenda, so if someone wants to make a motion to end the meeting.
I'm moving you.
Want to second it?
Yeah.
So Mike's going to make the move?
I'll second it.
All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Pretty painless.